Welcome, my fellow flawed beings, to the grand gala of imperfection in leadership. A place where stumbling is the new running, and where every misstep is a cha-cha in disguise. Let me begin by congratulating you, dear reader, on your impeccable choice of this book. It's not every day that one stumbles upon a treasure trove that celebrates the art of being gloriously average in leadership. Here, we don't just embrace flaws, we give them a standing ovation. Picture this: a leader, let's call him Mr. Perfect. He walks into a room and the air practically shimmers with his flawlessness. His hair, a masterpiece. His suit, a sartorial triumph. His smile could sell ice to penguins. He begins his speech, and it's like listening to the sweet serenade of a well-tuned leadership symphony. But then, disaster strikes. Mr. Perfect, in his stride of confidence, trips over the most formidable adversary known to mankind: his own shoelaces. As Mr. Perfect tumbles, his aura of perfection shatters into a million little imperfect pieces. And in that moment, he becomes one of us, a beautifully flawed leader trying to navigate the tightrope of management without falling headfirst into the cake of chaos. This book, dear reader, is your invitation to the world where such tumbles are not just expected, but celebrated. It's an ode to all the Mr. and Miss Perfects out there who have realized that trying to maintain an image of infallibility is about as easy as teaching a cat to swim. So, as you turn these pages, prepare to laugh, nod in agreement, and maybe even wince a bit as we explore the wonderfully wonky realm of imperfect leadership. We'll delve into the joys of mediocrity, the beauty of the blunder, and the sheer exhilaration of not having all the answers. Remember, in the world of leadership, perfection is a myth, and your flaws are the badges of your humanity. Wear them proudly. After all, in the circus of leadership, it's the clowns who often have the most fun. Welcome to the celebration of imperfection. May your leadership journey be adequately average, and your missteps be as graceful as a three-legged dance.